Villagers in the region of Nandigram say there has been renewed violence since the Communist Party of India Marxist was ousted in council elections earlier this month in Nandigram and Singur, two districts in West Bengal state where the government has earmarked vast tracts of farmland for industrial development. Following its drubbing at the polls, the Marxist Party backed off its plan to acquire and develop the farmland. There have been repeated clashes in Nandigram between supporters of the ruling Marxists and their opponents ever since the development plan was unveiled 18 months ago. Amnesty International says at least 25 people were killed in clashes in January and March of last year, and at least 20 women were sexually assaulted by private militias allied to the ruling Marxists. The Marxists and their opponents blame each other for the post-election violence. Bhavani Das is the leader of a group called the Committee Against Land Acquisition, known as the BUPC, which represents mostly farmers opposed to the industrialization plan. Das says the election results have made the ruling party more desperate. He says the police cannot be trusted because they are not impartial. Hundreds of people have fled the latest violence to a relief camp. Mehrunisa Bibi says she escaped with her husband and daughter-in-law, who she says were beaten up. Bibi says thugs backing the Marxists entered their home Friday morning, breaking down the door and saying they would be killed for voting against the ruling party. The doctor in charge of the Nandigram hospital, Shubhabrata Maiti, says a steady stream of injured have been arriving since Friday. Maiti says he has treated 10 to 15 patients in the last 2 hours. Some serious patients were sent to the town hospital as the Nandigram Health Center has no provisions for emergency care. One person was brought in the morning in a gasping condition, almost dying. Others have been beaten severely. Some have their heads smashed in. Maiti says he has treated more than 700 patients since the strife started 18 months back. Bablu Bhaumik, the village development officer, says people returning home should have police protection. Bhaumik says authorities have been working in cooperation with the police. He says some people who were sent back to their villages earlier returned to the camp because of the latest violence. He says authorities have to depend on the police to ensure that the villages can go home safely. Last Friday, the Nandigram police initiated a new round of talks between the Marxists and the main political opponents, the Trinamool Congress Party. Subhendu Dasgupta, a leading development economist, says the violence in Nandigram shows what happens when the government does not take people's interests into account in pursuing its rapid economic growth policies.
There is a huge political impact. On the one hand, they have taken the political movement considering both the violent and non-violent form. I think it will be remembered as a sign of protest against the WTO-related economy and political programs, that ultimately the common people, their interest and their has to be taken into consideration. Nandigram is a sign towards that, I must say.
Although the Marxist Party retained control of 13 of the 17 districts in West Bengal, the violence in Nandigram underscores it is increasingly vulnerable. Nalanjana Bhaumik, VOA News, Nandigram.